弟兄姊妹，我们开头的时候先请读一处圣经。
Brothers and sisters, as we begin, we'll read a Bible passage.
哥林多后书第二章。
2 Corinthians 2.
哥林多后书第二章十四节到十六节。
2 Corinthians 2.
第二章十四到十六节。感谢神常率领我们在基督里夸胜，并借着我们在各处显扬那因认识基督而有的香气。因为我们在神面前，无论在得救的人身上或灭亡的人身上，都有基督馨香之气。在这等人就做了死的香气，叫他死；在那等人就做了活的香气，叫他活。这是谁能当得起呢？
Now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ, and make manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place. For we are unto God a sweet savor of Christ, in them that are saved, and in them that perish. To the one we are the savor of death unto death, and to the other the savor of life unto life. And who is sufficient for this thing?
我们再有一点点祷告。
Let's pray.
主耶稣，我们把我们心敞开来到你的面前。
Lord Jesus, we open our hearts before you.
主啊，我们心中有个渴慕，主啊，你是真实的，主啊，让我们真正的来认识你。
Lord, there's a desire in our hearts. Lord, you are the truth, and we want to really know you.
我们实在觉得这是我们这个时代迫切的需要。
Lord, there's a great need in this age.
主要在各样的混乱、各样的搅扰、各样的攻击的底下。
In this chaotic, confused, and with all this trouble.
我们何等需要主要真实的主要经历看见你，好叫我们的信心有根有基。
We really need to experience and see you that there's foundation in our faith.
我们就把这段时间恭敬地交托给你。
And so we commit this time into your hand.
主啊，我们祷告，主啊，求主向我们每个人说应时的话。
That you will speak to us in a timely manner.
祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
This we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.我今天这个题目呢叫做香气。
Today the topic is on fragrance.
一个原因是我们之前有一些弟兄们提到那个神的管教。
And before brother has shared about the discipline of God.
然后在这个神的管教里面呢，我等下会提到，这跟我们的这个基督徒的一个味道是有关系的。
With regards to the discipline of God, it's very much related.To how the taste or the savor of a Christian.
对，另外一个原因，是岔开的，就是我听说我最近有一个恩赐。
Lately I heard about a spiritual gift.
就是会讲冷笑话。
Speaking about joke,
cold joke. 什么叫冷笑话？就是你觉得说的好笑的，你以为说的笑话，但是别人都笑不出来那种。
It's the kind of joke that you think it's funny, but nobody else thinks it's funny.
所以有一次有位同学他刚考完试。
There was a student who just finished an exam.
对，我就问他说最近考得怎么样，考试考得怎么样。
And I asked him how was the exam.
他说我都考焦了。
I said all got toasted.
然后我就跟他说。烤焦这个身上有一股香味也很好。
And I said, well, if it's toasted, then there's a fragrance coming out of it.
然后他就笑不出来。
And then can't smile.
然后我说这是有圣经根据的。
And I said, this is biblical. There's something biblical about this.
那个我希望说他考试前跟考试后他的味道是不一样。
I want his savor to change before and after the test.
是这样子哈。我们当神的创造，很多的创造呢是根据他的属灵的原则去创造。
God created according to His own spiritual principle.
对，有一次 有人提到说，有人问一个问题，为什么神要把宇宙造的这么大？
Somebody asked, why does God create the universe to be this huge?
这个大的简直我们难以想象。
It's so big that it's beyond our comprehension.
有人想法很好，他是这样想。
Some has a good thinking about this.
因为神的自己呢是非常非常的浩大。
It's because God Himself is so great.
不管他的智慧、他的荣耀、他的美丽、他的丰富， 实在是远超过人所能够想象。
Whether it's His wisdom, His glory, His beauty, it's all beyond man's comprehension.
所以当他造出这个宇宙的时候呢，
And so when He created this universe,
宇宙的浩大呢， 就好像反映了神的这一方面的一个特点。
So this greatness of the universe manifests God's greatness.
当我们说到我们人的身上的时候，
So when we talk about us, human beings,
那个人有五个主要的感官。
We have five senses.
就是视觉。
One is sight.
听觉。
Or hearing.
味觉就是那个舌头那个味道的味觉。
Your taste.
还有触觉。
Touch.
还有那个嗅觉。
Smell.
对。 主要五个感官，但是其实还有好几十个其他的比较细微的感官。
There are five major senses. There are more detailed senses too.
对，比如说平衡的感觉啊，这个温度的感觉、痛的感觉，这些是比较其他的感官。
For example, the sense of balance, the sense of pain, the others.
对，所以很奇妙，为什么神就是。 就是把自己要的主要的感官创造在他的这些像人的身上或者一些动物的身上。
So why did he put these five senses in human beings or in animals?
所以呢，这些里面是有属灵的原则的。
So even in these things, there are spiritual principles.
比如说视觉。
For example, the sense of sight.
我前几次花了两次时间，我们愿意说。 学习用我们属灵的眼睛能够看主，仰望他。
Last two times I've shared about using our spiritual sight to see him.
这都是圣经上讲到的话。
These are all in the Bible.
所以我们是怎么看主呢？ 难道是用我们肉眼的眼睛去看吗？ 当然不是。
So how do we see Christ? Of course we don't see him by our physical sight.
所以他是用我们里面那个属灵的视觉的那个感官呢，去看我们的主。
It is using the spiritual sense of sight.
求主开我们心中的眼睛呢，我们常常能够看到他的宝贵。
That the Lord will open the eyes of our heart that we can see He is so precious.
然后还有那个听觉。
Now about hearing.
所以圣经里面告诉我们说，神是乐意向人说话的神。
The Bible tells us that God wants to speak to us.
那难道是用我们这个肉身的耳朵去听吗？也不是。
Is it hearing with our physical ears? Of course not.
所以神会向我们的心中的深处说话。
The Lord will speak to the deepest part of our heart.
有时候我们想做什么事，他在那里提醒我们说不可以。
Sometimes we're heading to do something and the Lord said no.
也许有的时候当你在一种需要，神把一段的圣经呢， 讲在我们的心中，成为我们的安慰。
Or when you have a certain need, the Lord used a Bible verse to speak to us, to comfort us.
所以我们需要有一个属灵的听觉去听见我们神向我们说话。
So we need to have a spiritual sense of hearing to hear God's word.
还有一个叫味觉。
And then a sense of taste.
这个诗篇十九跟一百一十九篇。
Psalms 19 and 119.
它里面都讲到说，神的话呢比蜜甘甜。
It talks about the word of God is sweeter than honey.
那你就想说，这个我在读圣经，我都不觉得什么比蜜甘甜了，有吗？
When you read the Bible, do you feel that His word is sweeter than honey?
可以的，就是这些弟兄们读主的话的时候，他就是觉得比蜜甘甜，因为他尝到主的味道。
Yes, because these brothers, when they read the Bible, they really tasted the sweetness of His word.
所以我们的主呢，是那个最甘甜的神，最甘甜的主。Our
Lord is the sweetest one.
我们有时候祷告说，主啊，能够认识你，我心中实在感觉是甘甜，因为那是我们尝到主的味道。When
we pray, sometimes we say, Lord, to know you is the sweetest thing, because you really tasted that.
还有一个叫触觉。
The other thing, another thing is the sense of touch.
是这以前我其实讲过。
I've spoken on this too.
当那个大麻风，全身大麻风的那个病患来到主的面前。
When the leprous one came before the Lord.
然后他说，主啊，你医治我。
He said, heal me, Lord.
结果主就触摸他。
And the Lord touched him.
一摸他之后呢，就全身就洁净了。
Once the Lord touched him, he was cleansed.
然后有一次那个患了12年血漏的妇人。
And the woman with 12 years of issue of blood.
她说我只要碰到主，只要碰到衣服就好，我的病就得医治。
For her, just to touch the garment of Jesus, she can be healed.
这个碰到主的这个信心呢，救了她。
And that faith of wanting to touch the Lord saved her.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们可以碰到主。
Yes, we can touch the Lord.
不是用手。
It's not with your hands.
因为老约翰在他这个约翰一书里面讲说，
John in 1 John said,
他说我做的见证是我们摸过的。
The witness that I bear is one that I've really touched.
所以其实弟兄姊妹，当我们刚刚信主的时候，
So when we first believe in the Lord,
也许我们觉得看不见、听不见，也好像不觉得甘甜。
Maybe we cannot see, we cannot hear, and we don't think it's sweet.
但是至少，当我们信主的时候，我们心中觉得我碰到主。
But then at least, when you first believe, you feel that your heart has touched the Lord.
每一个信主的人应该是觉得他碰到了主。
Every believer should have felt that he touched the Lord.
因为主是那么的真实，他赦免我们的罪，他叫我们这个人。在我们心中就是又真 又真实的，好像我们就他就 touch 我们的心，摸到我们的心。
Because how real is he that he has saved us from our sins, that he himself touched us.
所以今天呢，我要试着描述那个属灵的嗅觉。
So today I want to describe the spiritual sense of smell.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们借着这些官能哈，外 physical 就是物质的官能，是接触这个物质的世界。
We use our physical senses to contact the physical world.
那我们信主之后呢，我们必须要用属灵的官能去接触神的那个属灵的世界。
And after we believe, we need to use spiritual senses to touch the spiritual world.
所以我好像试着尽我所能的描述说，这件事情不是抽象。
So I'll try my best to talk about this, that this thing is not abstract.
当我们看见主，听到他，碰到他，我们就觉得，我们知道说这件事情是真的，不是凭空想象。
When we see him, we hear him, we touch him, we know that this is real. This is not our imagination.
好，我们刚刚读到那个哥林多后书第二章十四节这边。
When we read 2 Corinthians 2:14,
他特别提到说，基督有他的香气，就是叫基督馨香之气。
It talks about the savor of Christ or the fragrance.
所以我们的主是有那个闻的那种味道，是有味道的。
So our Lord has a smell.
然后他说，因着相信认识耶稣呢，我们的身上也带着那个味道，那个香气。
And、because we believe him, we can also have that fragrance.
所以弟兄姊妹，信主的人身上是有气味的。
So for believers, there's a smell in them.
有一位年长弟兄。
There's an elderly brother.
很多年前他跟我聊聊了一下。
We were talking with one another.
他以前是愤青，就是愤怒的青年。
This elderly brother used to be an angry young man.
他说，对，他说这个钓鱼岛的钓鱼，你们是叫钓鱼岛的？钓鱼岛，你们知道钓鱼岛吗？不知道。有一个钓鱼岛哈，这个领土的争议，就是日本啊、中国台湾这个有领土的这个争议的。
There's an island where like Japan, China, you know, they're they all want to claim right to that island.
对，他以前是那种激进分子，说这个东西绝对不是日本的，这个绝对是我们的。
And this young man used to think, well, definitely this belongs to China. It cannot be, you know, belonging to Japan.
然后他来到美国的时候，他说，哇，这个美国的地这么大，真是浪费。
And when he came to the U.S., he said, oh, such, you know, so much land here, so wasteful.
他说他有一个远大的计划，就是要把所有的高速公路中间那块空地、啊、那块分隔的那个区域。
He wants to use the dividing, you know, piece in the highway.
对，他要把那中间那块地方呢，都他觉得应该全部要种什么稻米或是小麦，然后好好利用这块地。
He thinks that we should plant, you know, grains, you know, in this middle dividing line of the highway.
但是他信主了。
But then, he believed the Lord.
信主之后，啊，我因为他我认识他的时候他已经信主，所以我不晓得他以前的味道是怎么样，但我是想象。
Well, when I knew him, he was already a Christian, so I don't know before that, you know, how he smelled.
对，我想象就是那种愤世嫉俗，然后要这个对国家社会要该有的做贡献就应该要有那种人。
He probably is one who wants to contribute a lot to society and then that kind of person.
但是信主之后，他味道完全都不一样。
But then after he became a Christian, you know, he kind of smelled differently.
对，我觉得神好像抓住了这个人。
Because the Lord has captured this person.
所以他说他刚刚信主的时候。
So when he first believed in the Lord,
哎呀，主的这个爱很火热啊。
The love of the Lord consumed in him.
他可能还有一点愤青的味道，就是他去那个中文学校。
He went to a Chinese school.
然后中文学校就是上上下下上下下，就是要拉到这些这个中文学校的家长们呢，来听他讲福音。
Because he wants to have those parents come and listen to the gospel.
所以他有一句很好的话了，我觉得。
And he has a very good phrase.
他说我信主这么多年后再回头看。
When he looked back, you know, after many years of being a Christian,
对，我觉得我这个人变得可爱多了。
He said that I have become more lovable through the years.
弟兄姊妹，你信主这些年日，当你回头看，你有没有你觉得你变得可爱了呢？
So you, brothers and sisters, after this number of years, when you look back, do you feel you're more lovable?
你有没有觉得你的味道跟以前真的不一样了呢？
Has your smell changed?
所以这边他讲到说，这个背景就不讲。我看就是，当我们信主之后呢，我们带着基督的香气，我们要显扬它。
After we believe we have the savor of Christ, we need to manifest Christ.
所以显扬的意思就是说，我们把基督的香气能够发表出来。
That means that we can manifest the fragrance of Christ.
但我们不是故意让别人闻啦，反正就是你身上带着基督的味道，你走到哪里，那个味道就跟到哪里。
As long as you have that fragrance of Christ, it will go with you wherever you go.
那因为这个是见证，因为这是真正在你身上产生的变化，所以这个是你的改变，在别人面前看来就是见证。
This real change in you is a testimony to other people.
所以这个见证呢，不是彰显自己，乃是彰显基督，因为香气是从他来的。
And this testimony is not manifesting yourself, but Christ, because it is from Him.
当碰到不信主的人的时候
，When you meet unbelievers,
你这个味道呢，就变成了一种好像审判一样。
This smell becomes a judgment.
哎。我信主之后，我的人生有盼望。
Because after I believe, I have hope for my life.
对，过去我是这样一个人，现在我是这样变成另外一个样子。
Before I'm like that, now I'm like this. I have changed.
如果一个不信主的人闻到这个味道的时候
，When an unbeliever smell this,
啊，这个事情就好像定他的罪。
To them, it's kind of a judgment to their sin.
好像就是一个死的香气，让这个人觉得。哎呀，这个我跟神是有一大段的一个不同的距离的。
Because it becomes a savor of death to them, they know they are far from God.
但是我们盼望 不信主的人闻到这个气味的时候，他就生发一个羡慕的心，希望也能够信主。
But we hope that when they smell this, they have a desire and wanting to know God.
然后当这个气味来到信主的人当中的时候，
But this fragrance, when it comes to believers,
可以叫人活。
It will give them life.
好像有一个这个很难形容的一个基督的一个生命的一个活泼呢，在那边做供应。
It's that liveliness of life that supply.
所以好，但是我必须要讲说，我们信主的人呢，身上也是味道也浓淡不同。
But among believers, the smell can vary in degree.
所以有时候我们追求主，越认识他越多，我们的香气就越丰富。
When we pursue and know the Lord more, the it's a stronger fragrance.
那有时候我们远离主的时候，那个味道就慢慢消退。
And when we're far from the Lord, that smell becomes light.
我有时候觉得啊，这个刚刚这句话是保罗弟兄写的。
Because this was written by Paul.
那个我常常感觉，如果我们第一个感觉说，如果保罗在我们当中的话，我们第一个感觉会觉得，哎呀，真好，这是一个很大、很有恩赐的弟兄来到我们当中来帮助我们。
If Paul is in our midst, we'll be very happy because he is a brother who is so gifted.
但是当我仔细去想的时候呢
？But then when I think about this further,
哎呀，我觉得保罗来到我的旁边，我会觉得跟他格格不入。
Maybe if Paul is beside me, I feel uneasy because we're so different.
因为他的味道跟我不一样。
His smell is different from mine.
他是那位把万事看作粪土，竭力追求主的那位保罗。
He's one who pursued the Lord 100% and also he looked at everything as dung.
但是感谢主，但愿我们因着他的这个心智呢，我们也愿意。他成为我们的榜样，我们也往前推，往前进步。
But having this heart and this desire, he becomes our example, and we want to pursue the Lord too.
弟兄姊妹，我讲几个例子哈，就是说我们信主之后呢，有一个属灵的嗅觉。
After we believe in the Lord,
有一个属灵的嗅觉。你可以 smell 就是。
Okay. So there's a spiritual smell savor in us.
没有，你可以去。
Oh, we can smell.
那个 function 对，我可以 smell、
okay.
对。
So we have a sense of spiritual smell.
对。那个有一个有一次有个弟兄跟一个他的年长姊妹呢，去听一个很有名的传道人讲信息。
So there's a brother and an elderly sister, and they went to listen to a sermon.
所以当他们听完之后呢，这个弟兄其实也很属灵，他问那个年长姊妹说，你觉得刚刚听的怎么样？
This brother is also very spiritual, but he asked the elderly sister, what do you think about this message?
哇，这个年长姊妹怎么说呢？他说我觉得这位弟兄可能五年前还跟主有直接亲近的交通。
And this sister said,Probably this brother had a close relationship with the Lord 5 years ago.
在他那个这个叫直觉啊，这个直觉的一个属灵的嗅觉，在他这个嗅觉里面，他觉得这个弟兄的味道已经变淡了。
Her spiritual intuition tells her that the smell of this brother is already very light.
也许五年前跟他现在呢讲的信息是一样的。
Maybe 5 years ago, the message is the same.
对，如果他或是他讲圣经的重点，或讲他例子，基本上如果讲的是一样的。
Whether it's talking about the main point in the Bible, they are the same.
但是里面的味道是不一样的。
But the savor is different.
当你跟主有直接的交通，你活泼讲出来的话，跟你远离主讲出来的话，那个味道讲出来是一样，但味道是不一样的。
So.Whether you're close to the Lord or not, what you say might be the same, but the savor is different.
那有一次有一个应该是初信的姊妹到别的地方聚会。
And there's a young believer went to another place to meet.
对，她只是去 visit, 去 travel, 去一个地方聚会。
It was just a visit, but she joined in another, she went to another meeting.
然后她听了那个传道人 讲了一篇信息。
And the preacher was preaching a message.
他就是觉得怪怪的，就是味道就是不对。
And she felt that, you know, it's very strange. She doesn't feel right.
因为他信主不久，但是所以他不晓得哪里不对。
She does not know what exactly is wrong.
所以回去他本地聚会之后呢，再去跟年长进入交通，哦，原来他讲的一些的真理上面有差错的。
So when she went back to her own meeting and talked to the elder brothers there, then she discovered that what she had heard, there's some mistakes in the truth that was preached.
然后我们今天在这个基督徒当中哈，大家很喜欢讲一句话。
Among Christians today, we like to say this.
他说要好好读圣经。
We have to read the Bible well.
然后一个就是说，你只要碰到一个比较认真的基督就是他愿意认他好像是比较认真的基督徒，你碰到他的时候他说好好读圣经，好好读圣经。
If you meet a kind of a serious Christian, they will always say you have to read the Bible well.
但是你知道吗，同样有两个人他嘴巴说要好好读圣经。
But then there will be two people saying the same thing, you have to read the Bible.
可能味道都不一样。
But then, you know, the savor is different.
一个就是说你要好好这个研究啊，这个主的话你要好好花时间研究。
Maybe one is referring to you need to research and study the word.
然后好好把这个每个字句都要读懂啊，读清楚。
And you need to know every phrase.
然后好好读，然后但是另外一个弟兄呢，他是真的经历了主的话。
But then another brother has really experienced the word of God.
他经历了什么叫做主话的甘甜。
And he really knows the sweetness of his word.
他在主的话当中呢，跟主有非常亲近的交通。
He has a close relationship with the Lord for his word.
许多主的话呢，成为他生命当中真真实实的经历。
And the word of the Lord really becomes his experience.
所以他从心中的那个深处劝勉说，弟兄姊妹要好好读圣经，因为圣经太宝贵。
And so from the deepest part of his heart, he's saying, encouraging brothers and sisters to read the word.
所以弟兄姊妹，你发现讲同样的话，但是味道是不一样。
So it's the same phrase, same word, but the savor is different.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个我们这个夏令会要，我想我们弟兄应该是交通萨母耳记上下。
This summer conference, our brother is going to share 1st and 2nd Samuel.
在撒母耳记里面，扫罗跟大卫是一个相当强烈的对比。
In the book of Samuel, Saul and David are big contrast.
我就发现扫罗跟大卫他们有时候是有做相同的事情。
Now, when I look at it, sometimes Saul and David, they seem to do the same thing.
比如说有一次扫罗萨母耳要扫罗把那个亚玛利人全部都灭掉。
So for example, Samuel wants Saul to kill all the Amalekites.
结果当那个萨母耳不是扫罗没有全部灭掉，萨母耳责备他的时候。
So when Saul did not do it and Samuel was reprimanding him.
然后扫罗就说：“哎呀，我有罪了。”
And Saul said, "Oh, I have sinned."
对，我真的犯了错。
I was wrong.
但是，请你跟我回到子民当中，还是抬举我一下吧。
But then accompany me before the people and still exalt me.
然后有一次在山洞里面，大卫可以把那个扫罗这个宰掉了。
And there was one instance where David had the chance to kill Saul within a cave.
对，他在山洞里面那个落单了。
Because he was alone there, Saul was alone there in that cave.
就大卫没有杀他。
But David did not kill him.
然后扫罗就说：“哎呀，还是耶，这个神还是站在你这边，你还是对的，我还是错的。”
And Saul said, "You know, God is with you. I'm the one who's on the wrong."
他又认罪了。
You know, he seemed to have repented.
认罪完不久呢，继续追杀大卫。
But then after that, he continued to want to catch David.
然后大卫，扫罗认罪，大卫也认罪。
Now Saul confesses sin and David confesses sin.
所以当他犯了这个人生里面最大的污点，就是奸淫杀人罪之后。
When David committed adultery and murder,
他说我有罪了。
He said, I have sinned.
写了诗篇五十一篇。
And he wrote Psalm 51.
主啊，这个忧伤痛悔的心，你必不轻看。
He has a sorrowful, contrite heart that the Lord will not despise.
他是真正从心里面有一个悔改的心，我真的是错了。
He really repented from his heart that he was wrong.
同样两个人都是做同样认罪的事情。
Both of them confess their sin.
但是味道却完全不一样。
And yet, the savor is totally different.
我那个在很多年前了，在很多年前。
Years ago,
我碰到至少三个人。
I met at least three people.
回国前跟回国回国之前跟回国回来以后，味道完全不一样。
I found that their savor totally changed before and after they went to China.
对，回国前是，比如说是某一位弟兄是刚刚信主。
So there's a brother before he went to China, he just believed in the Lord.
或是另外一个弟兄是信主好几年，感觉还蛮认真的。
Or as a brother who seemed to be quite serious with the Lord and has believed a few years.
很稀奇的，他们回国一趟回来完全不一样。
It's so amazing that in their trip, when they went and come back, they're different.
是负面的不一样，就是一个就说，这个信主好像也没什么了。
This is a negative change. They said, "Oh, it's kind of not big deal to believe in the Lord."
另外一个说，这个我碰到这些难处呢，这些人真是糟糕，都是骂这些人。
And he met some difficulty, and he was not happy with those people, and saying things that are not nice about them.
对，当然我是根据他们的态度跟话语知道的，但是基本上呢，一闻这个味道就不一样，很可惜。
Of course, this savor is according to what they say and how they react.
我所以弟兄姊妹呢，这是一种属灵的直觉，你可以闻到那个一种味道。
This involves spiritual intuition that you can sense that savor in other people.
我要从几个方面，其实我准备了三个方面来看基督徒他有的一个香气。
I prepared like three aspects to see the fragrance of a Christian.
我就看能够讲多少就讲多少。
And how much I can speak, I will cover that.
希伯来书十二章的第五跟六。
Hebrews 12:5 and 6.
希伯来书十二章五跟六。
Hebrews 12:5 and 6.
你们又忘了那劝你们如同劝儿子的话说，我儿，你不可轻看主的管教，被他责备的时候也不可灰心，因为主所爱的，他必管教，又鞭打凡所收纳的儿子。
And you have forgotten the exhortation which speak unto you as unto children, my son. Despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loves, he chastens, and scourges every son whom he receives.
弟兄姊妹，我们信主之后呢，不要以为说主爱我们，所以就随便我们而已，随便我们，不会的。
Don't think that because the Lord loves us, He will just let us do whatever.
我们身上太多的跟神不合的地方，神会管教。
There are many things in us that is not in tune with the Lord.
但是管教是出于他的爱。
And so He will discipline and discipline out of love.
然后我们再请翻到耶利米书四十八章十一节。
And then let's turn to Jeremiah 48.
我们上礼拜弟兄也提过耶利米书四十八章十一节到十二节。
11 to 12.
摩押自幼年以来常想安逸，如酒在渣宰上澄清，没有从这器皿倒到那器皿里，也未曾被掳去，因此他的原味尚存，香气未变， 耶和华说日子将到我必打发倒酒的往他那里去将他倒出来倒空他的器皿打碎他的坛子
Moab had been at ease from his youth and he had settled on his lees and hath not been emptied from vessel to vessel neither had he gone into captivity therefore his taste remained in him and his scent is not changed therefore behold the days come said the Lord that I will send unto him wanderers and shall cause him to wander and shall empty his vessels and break their bottles
那个、我们前面的弟兄呢把神的管教呢跟这个气味的改变呢是连在一起的
Our brother related the discipline of the Lord with this change in scent
那个、我这样讲好就这个神在我们身上的管教有外面跟里面
The discipline of the Lord involves both outward and inward
外面呢就是我们所遭遇的各样的环境
Outward are our circumstances
然后里面呢就是神借着圣灵在我们里面做的限制跟管理
And inward is through the Holy Spirit He limits and discipline
弟兄姊妹当我们信主的时候、啊、一方面我们有一个、新的生命
When we believe in the Lord we have a new life
你一定要记注意、啊、你的生命有一个改变
You need to pay attention this life has changed
那个就算是一点点改变也表明说你现在是不一样
Even though it's a small change, it's still you have changed.
但是另外一方面呢，我们还是有很多老旧的观念。
But then there are many old perspectives.
然后我以前我喜欢 shopping 或者喜欢上网，现在还是喜欢这些东西。
For example, I like to go shopping. I like to surf the web. It's still like that right now.
对，我不是说不可以 shopping， 就是说那个太喜欢 shopping 那种。
I'm not saying you cannot go shopping, but I mean you love shopping.
okay.所以这两个事情呢我们一信主之后就是一个混杂
And these things are mixtures in our life
一方面有神那个神圣的生命
You have the life of the holy life of God
一方面我们那个老旧的我呢还在那边
But then the old self is still there
中间混杂 很混乱
There's mixture and confusion there
所以呢当我们信主之后呢你好像稍稍的味道的确有点改变。
It's true. After you believe, there's some change in that scent.
但整体来讲，感觉还是跟以前差不多。
But in general, it's still very much like before.
所以呢，神的目的呢，就是借着管教，也就是过滤的一个过程呢，把我们这个人的那个渣滓跟那个清的酒呢，能够把它分开。
And so.Through his discipline, his filtering that to purify.
所以弟兄姊妹，你不要故意去改自己的味道，你改不掉。
You're not to intentionally change your own scent.
好像过去我很，我也不会。就过去我很爱 shopping， 比如说了。
So let's say I love shopping before.
那现在我知道说，我太爱了，所以我现在要强迫自己不要那么爱。
And so now because I know I love shopping, I'm trying to limit myself to not shop.
那我但也好，就是我少花一点钱，就是少去 shopping， 没有错。
There's some advantage because I might save some money like that.
但里面还是很爱，你知道那个很爱还是没有变。
But then you still love that. There's no change there.
所以当你碰到一个属灵的弟兄或姊妹的时候
，So when you meet a spiritual brother or sister，
他那个狗的鼻子很灵敏，那闻一闻。
He has a very strong sense of smell.
虽然你最近 shopping 比较少，好像是不错，但是味道好像差不多。
So yes, you have shopped less, but you still smell the same.
除非呢，好像在比如说，在一种情况里面，主在我们里面有一天，有一天你真的是买到一个地步受不了自己了。
Unless it happened that you still keep on doing it until one day you couldn't even stand yourself.
也许主在里面做一个向你说话。
Or the Lord speaks to you.
然后你突然里面突然明白这些东西，好像也没什么了。
And then all of a sudden.You understand, and these things are nothing.
所以里面的一个管教说：“主啊，我愿意顺服。”
And then you respond to that discipline and say you are willing to submit.
你发现在这个过程当中，神好像就开始做一个过滤的工作。
And through this process, the Lord is doing a filtering work.
我现在这个朋友过去的这些好朋友邀请我再去好好去大力的这个 shopping 一下。
So my friends, if they invite me to go shop,
奇怪，里面好像没有什么激情啊。
Oh, it's like there's nothing in there, you know, to get excited about anymore.
因为这个味道已经变了。
Why? Because the scent or savor has changed.
姊妹，对不起，我只是用 shopping 当一个例子，我们弟兄有很多的问题。
Sisters, we just using that as an example. Brothers have, we have our own problems.
所以弟兄姊妹，一个人真实的长进呢，是看他的味道是不是真的变了。
So if a person really grows,It depends whether their stand really changed.
所以当一个环境临到人的时候呢
？So when a circumstance comes to the person,
记得啊，那是神的管教。
That is the discipline of the Lord.
你愿意看见神的手在当中的话
？If you are willing to see the hand of the Lord,
主啊，你帮助我，好像我这些事情呢，你帮助我除去你所不喜悦。
And Lord, you take away things that do not please you.
在那个。我们翻一下在撒母耳记上二十五章
1 Samuel 25
撒母耳记上二十五章有一个人叫做拿巴在第十节
There's a person named Nabal in verse 10
那个时候呢大卫正在逃命
At that time David was running for his life
他的手下呢，其实之前拿巴是个很有钱的人啊，什么3000只绵羊，1000只山羊，这很有钱。
Now we know Nabal is very rich. He has 3,000 sheep, 1,000 goats.
结果以前哈，大卫的手下其实对他的这个仆人、这些羊群都做个保护，对他们还不错。
And David's servants were really good to Nabal because they were really help protecting him.
但是这一次大卫需要有人稍微有点帮忙的时候，他去求派人去求拿巴。
And this time when David was in need, he sent his servant to ask for help from Nabal.
拿巴就非常的藐视他。第八节他说，拿巴回答大卫的仆人说：“大卫是谁啊？耶西的儿子是谁？近来悖逆主人奔逃的仆人甚多。”那我岂可把食物给他呢
？And condescendingly, Nabal answered David's servant and said, "Who is David and who is the son of Jesse? There be many servants nowadays that break away every man from his master."
他还没有直接骂大卫哦。
He did not directly attack David.
所以这个仆人把这个话带回到大卫面前的时候。
Now the servants bring this word back to David.
大卫心中受不了，大卫受不了。
And David couldn't take this.
这个，我他怎么骂？他当面，OK， 反正他没有骂他，他只是说他是以恶报善。我要这个，我他属拿巴的男，这个在22节，他属拿巴的男丁，我一个都不要留，全部杀光。
And he was saying that all the men that belongs to Nabal, he's going to kill all of them.
后来啊，这个拿巴的妻子很好，她阻止了大卫这个报仇流人血的这个血气的这个发起来的情况。
But in the end, Abigail prevented David from murdering all these people.
所以大卫这一次他反应差点失败。
David could have failed this time.
对，虽然有人轻看他，有人不帮助他，但是神没有叫他去报仇的。
Yes, people despise him, but the Lord does not want him to do the revenge by himself.
所以大家记得大卫在这个时候第一次逃命的时候，有这种味道，记得一下。
So remember that this is the David's condition. This is his favor. This first time when he ran away.
我们再翻到撒母耳记下的十六章。
Second Samuel 16.
这一次有个人叫做示美，在十六章的第五节。
And then let's look at verse 5.
这一次呢是大卫的第二次逃命，是因着他的儿子亚沙龙迫害他。
This is the second time he was running because Absalom was against him.
对，所以这次他又逃命了，逃到一个地，碰到一个人叫做示美。
And then in his running away, he met Shimei.
示美在十六章的第五节，撒母耳记下十六章第五节，我念到。我念一下五六节哈，大卫王到了巴户林，见有一个人出来，是扫罗族基拉的儿子，名叫示美。他一面走一面咒骂，又拿石头砍大卫王和王的臣仆，众民和勇士都在王的左右。
And when King David came to Bahurim, behold, then came a man out of the family of the house of Saul, whose name was Shimei, and the son of Gera. He came forth and cursed still as he came.And he cast stones at David and at all the servants of King David and all the people and all the mighty men were on his right hand and on his left.
这个示美跟上次拿巴不太一样，他是当面骂大卫，还用石头，我不知道怎么砍，反正石头就是打那个大卫他们。
This time it was face to face. He cursed him and also stoned David.
结果大卫手下的这个应该亚比沙是元帅，大卫手下这个勇士呢说，这个死狗还骂我的王呢，我就直接把头割一下就好。
And the mighty man of David, you know, said, well, he's kind of like a dog, and he do this to my master, you know, I can just kill him.
弟兄姊妹，大卫经过许多的逼迫跟流亡，第一次比如说扫罗逼迫他逃亡。
David went through persecution and running away, first from Saul.
然后他经过他的犯罪，神的管教。
And he went through his sinning and the Lord's discipline.
我希望大家能够感觉啊，他这一次神安排这个示美的环境呢，你发现大卫的味道完全不一样。
And when the Lord put him in this circumstance, his savor is different.
他在十六章十一节说，大卫又对，对不起，就先不翻了哈。十六章十一到第十二节哈，他说，大卫又对亚比筛和众臣仆说，我亲生的儿子尚且寻索我的性命，何况这便雅悯人呢？由他咒骂吧，因为这是耶和华吩咐他的，或者耶和华见我遭难，为我今日被这人咒骂，就施恩于我。所以大卫这次的反应跟上次完全不一样。
This time his reaction is totally different from last time.
他说也许是神派他来骂我，他说直接骂，直接石头砍我。大卫里面完全没有血气。
You know, he did not react in the flesh. He said, maybe the Lord bids him to do this to me.
他甚至谦卑说，就由他骂吧，也许这样子的话神反而施恩给我。
And he said, let him do it because maybe the Lord will look on my affliction and he will requite me good.
所以弟兄姊妹，我顺便做个夏令会的预习。所以你会发现大卫经过这些的难处，经过神的管教以后呢，环境一显明出来，他是一个不同味道的人了。
And so through the discipline of the Lord, the circumstance show us that he has changed, his sense has changed.
下一点好，是在那个马太福音二十六章十三节。
The next one is on Matthew 26, 13.
马太福音二十六章六到十三节。
Oh.6 to 13 verses 6 to 13。
对，我就点一下哈。第七节有个女人，其实就是玛利亚，拿着逾越瓶极贵的那个叫做真拿达香膏，你就照着我讲的翻。
So Mary, she has a very precious ointment, the nard.
然后第八节说，哎呀，门徒看见说，应该是这样。他就是说那个玛利亚把那个香膏的那个玉瓶打破。
And Mary broke that alabaster jar of nard.
把那一罐很贵的真拿达香膏全部浇在主耶稣的身上。
And she poured the whole nard on Jesus.
然后犹大跟门徒有些门徒就说，哎呀，这个太浪费。
And Judas and some disciples say, "Wow, what a waste!"
你这么枉费，你不如去把它卖掉，可以那个什么救济穷人嘛。
You could have sold that nard and helped the poor.
然后主耶稣说第十三，主耶稣说，你们心里面常常想的都是穷人，但是你们根本没有想到我。
And the Lord said, "Well, all you think about maybe is the poor, but you never think about me."
所以不管到什么地方，你传福音呢？也跟这个女人现在所做的有关系。
So wherever this gospel shall be preached, you know, this woman, what she did will also be mentioned.
所以弟兄姊妹，这上一个点呢，就是讲到说，我们借着神的管教呢，我们身上的味道越来越不同了。
We mentioned that the discipline will change our scent.
这一个呢，我们看见玛利亚对主的那个爱呢，让她身上有一个跟别人不同的香气。
And here, because of her love to the Lord, Mary has a different scent from other people.
这个玉瓶哈，照着我们所理解的，就是她是为了以后出嫁要用，就是她嫁人要用。
This alabaster jar of nard is supposed to be used when she gets married.
有人说这是她出嫁以后呢，是膏抹她的丈夫的。
Some people say this nard is used to anoint her husband after she wed.
也就是说，她表明她是爱她的丈夫，表明她的贞洁，就愿意把这个膏呢，膏抹在她所爱的这个丈夫的身上。
It is to show her love towards the husband and her own purity.
所以，然后这个真拿达香膏，它叫做真，所以有山寨版，有假的。
This nard, of course, there are imitation or fake.
那为什么有假的呢？是因为它贵，它是很比较珍贵。
Why would there be fake ones? Because it is something very expensive and precious.
所以呢，这个玛利亚，对，这个玛利亚家里面没有仆人，所以他们可能是一个比较中下阶层的一个家庭。
Mary's house does not have a servant, so she's probably lower middle class.
所以他是在他很年轻弟兄姊妹他可能不晓得他有没有二十岁
I don't know how old maybe barely 20
但是他用他的许多的常年积攒下来的积蓄呢买了这个昂贵的真拿达香膏
But she used all her savings to buy this nard
这是他好像全部财产里面一个最珍贵的东西
This is the most precious valuable thing among all her possessions
因为他里面非常的盼望有一天，哎呀，出嫁的那天真是太美好。
She wants that day of her wedding that will be a something very precious.
所以那个时候呢，她就可以把这个最宝贵的东西能够用在她的婚姻里面。
Because she can use this nard in her wedding.
所以这些东西都是玛利亚，但是玛利亚这一次呢，一点都没有顾惜这她的宝贵，就通通都给主了。
But she didn't hold on to that.Precious thing, she gave it all to the Lord.
好像没有退路，因为我以前想说，为什么没有一个盖子，就是稍微倒一点，就留一点还可以再用。
I used to think how come that alabaster jar, there's no like a bottle opening where you can close it again.
他把这个玉瓶全部打破，那全部都倒光，那真的一次用上没有退路了。
Well, she broke that whole jar, and there's no turning back.
原来他们是这样做，他们那个瓶子是一体成型的。
So then I realized that bottle is one whole thing.
它里面它只有一个小孔。
There is a small opening.
然后把这个很昂贵的香膏呢，灌进这个瓶子里面，就把那个孔把它封住了。
That's how they infuse that bottle with the nard, but then after that they seal that opening.
所以当你用的时候呢，瓶子必须打破。就把它用掉，没有退路。
And so when you want to use this nard, the only way is to break that bottle.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们常常用这段圣经讲到人对神的爱，因着爱的奉献。
We always use this passage to talk about the sacrifice of love to the Lord.
当一个人把他最珍贵的说，主啊，这个我 愿意给你，那个就有香气。
So when a person uses what's most precious and give it to the Lord, then that's when the fragrance comes out.
我爱主，我的奉献是没有退路的。
I love the Lord. My consecration has no turning back.
我这个用完之后呢，我没有办法再存足够的钱再买另外一瓶了。
When I use all of this, I have no way to save money to buy another one.
弟兄姊妹，但是这个事情哈、啊，有一个后面有一个很重要的一个点。
But there's something very important behind this story.
就是说，玛利亚跟犹大门徒还有门徒对主的那个估价哈、啊，那个评估是非常不一样的。
The estimation or the valuation of Mary about the Lord.
也就是说。玛利亚觉得主呢完全值得他最珍贵的东西，完全是值得的。
Mary thinks that the Lord is worth her most precious thing.
犹大跟门徒觉得不值得。
But for Judas and the other disciples, they don't think the Lord is worth that.
他说这个东西啊，宁愿去救济穷人，这个主值不上这个东西。
They say this thing should be used to help the poor because the Lord is not worth that.
所以门徒用了这个枉费这个词呢，我们现在要用到正面上。
So the disciples use it in a negative way, this word waste.
弟兄姊妹，在犹大的感觉里面啊，是或者说门徒的感觉里面，就是说我们人都喜欢神的恩典。
For Judas and the disciples, they say we want the blessing.
但是却不看重施恩的那位主。
But they do not regard the Lord who sends the blessing.
我们喜欢主救赎我们，然后给我们一切需要的供应。
We want the Lord to save us and give us all our needs.
我们却不看重那个供应我们的那位主。
But we do not regard or put importance to the Lord himself.
对，我们喜欢神的祝福。
We want his blessing.
但我们常常忘记施给祝福的那位主。
But we forget the Lord who gives the grace.
所以弟兄姊妹，这边是那个很大的差距。
So there's a very big difference here.
我看重周济穷人，看重很多这个慈善的事情。
I look at giving to the poor, charitable works.
但是玛利亚的眼光不一样，她是看重主他的自己。
But to Mary, she focused on the Lord.
她觉得主本人宝贵到一个地步呢，一切事情都可以给他。
The Lord is so precious that you can give everything to Him.
弟兄姊妹，历世历代哦，有很多的圣徒为主枉费了。
Through the ages, there are many saints who have wasted themselves for the Lord.
他们有的是 ，OK， 英国板球。最有名很有名的一个国手。
So the famous cricket player for England.
然后有家族庞大的遗产。
He has great inheritance from his family.
然后板球国手就不做了。
He did not play the cricket anymore.
就是头条新闻。
That was the headline in the news that day.
他结婚之后，他已经。把他那个遗产全部都送的差不多，但是还剩一点。
He gave away most of his inheritance and left only a little bit.
他娶了一个姊妹很好。
And she married a sister who was very good.
姊妹说，主怎么讲呢？主说要变卖一切所有的来跟随他。
And the sister said, the Lord said that you have to sell everything to follow him.
那我们是都变卖一切了吗？
Well, have we sold everything?
啊，这个弟兄就说还没有，我现在把他们全部都处理掉。
And he said, "No, but now I will give away everything."
没有留下一毛钱。
He didn't keep even a cent for himself.
有的弟兄他是有科学什么数学的这个专长。
Other brothers are good in math and they are expert in math and science.
还会弹钢琴，弹的还可以开音乐会。
And very good in playing the piano, concert level pianist.
他跑到云南最落后的地方，在那边传福音。
And went to Yunnan, the most poor place, to preach the gospel.
这个环境太恶劣，好像这个 有点像那个脑筋不太正常好几次。
Because the circumstance was just too hard, unbearable, that he kind of was mentally challenged many times.
有弟兄会好几国的语言。
There are brothers who know many languages.
然后有人希望说他能够把全英国的那个法律呢好好整理整理，这个把它改革一下。
And people hope that he could reform the laws in England.
全部枉费。
And he wasted all of this.
弟兄姊妹，当我讲这些在主面前来看，什么财产啊这些东西，其实不算什么。
Of course, this thing, whether it's inheritance, money, these are nothing compared to the Lord.
但是重点是这些弟兄姊妹们觉得，这些弟兄姊妹们觉得主值得过这些。
But these brothers and sisters know that the Lord is worth all of this.
我记得有一次参加西岸聚会。
One time in WCCC,
有个弟兄说，他说有许多愿意爱主的弟兄姊妹们。
A brother said there are many who are willing to love the Lord.
他那句话我忘了怎么讲，但大概是这样讲。他说那个 we spent tons of time for the Lord. 我们就是说我们花了大把大把的时间呢给主了。
And he said, we spend tons of time for the Lord.
所以那个时候我听的时候，我知道他在讲什么。
When I heard that, I understand what he's saying.
因为他知道说主的价值呢，值得他把这些时间给主的。
Because he knows that the Lord is worth those tons of time.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天有没有一种情况，我们连一点读经祷告的时间都舍不得给主。
Are we in the situation where even the time for prayer and Bible reading we're not willing to give to the Lord?
我们好像觉得主不值得我这些时间。
As if the Lord is not worth my time.
我们好像真的有犹大的毛病了。
We have the same problem as Judas.
所以弟兄姊妹，当好像时间不够的时候，我们就把睡眠减掉。
When the time is not enough, we can take a little less sleep.
有时候真的为了主吃饭来不及，那就先跳过。
If for the sake of the Lord we cannot have eat, that's fine.
好像小事情，但主值得这一切。
This seems small things, but the Lord is worth this.
弟兄姊妹，如果有人愿意像玛利亚一样，把他心中最珍爱的归给主。
If there are some who are willing to be like Mary to give the Lord the most precious.
他心中深处说，主啊，你实在值得过，你的价值远超过这些。
And you are way valuable than all this.
这个人呢，身上就会有香气。
Then there will be fragrance in this person.
他的香气好像充满整个房间。
And this fragrance will fill the whole room.
然后主，全房间的人呢，没有一个能够让主满意，或是教主，或甚至是教主伤心的。
And the whole room, there won't be one who will not please the Lord.
但这许多门徒，整个房间里面呢，只有一位小姊妹呢，让主感觉非常的心满意足。
But there's actually only one who is really pleasing the Lord.
我想我今天就讲到这边。
So I'll stop here today.
我们有点祷告。
Let's pray.
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
但愿我们越过越过，我们的味道是不一样。
That our scent will change as we go along.
主啊，在我们身上实在是真的有一个香气。
That we will have a fragrance.
真的是有一个香膏能够膏你。
And we have a nard to anoint you.
主啊，但愿我们在你面前，主啊，能够叫你满意。
That we will be pleasing to you.
主啊，得着我们，叫我们看见你实在是。你的价值远超过这世上一切。
Capture us so that we see you are way more valuable than all of these things.
祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
This we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.